and welcome to another episode of Fool's Daily. Today, as it should be, it's all going to be about me. And to bolster my ego even further, I have Mr. Joel Henry, yep. Mr. Matt Spooner.
You're great, you are.
And Mr. Conrad EJ Gonsalves.
Me. Hello.
I hate you.
I had to take something away from it being all about you.
Well, last episode was all about you. We couldn't get you to shut up.
Well, yeah, you might decide to put that out next week just to get your own back on me. Or at the end of the year, even.
At the end of the year. This is what Conrad said he was going to do. So the problem with recording these is that there is audio proof of what we said we were going to do.
Only if you've recorded correctly.
Well, I have. though, to be honest, the first episode of the year that people have heard, it did take us three attempts to get started. Yeah. And it's been so long, I couldn't remember how the intro went.
We went for hello.
I get confused easily.
Did you do a Malifaux intro? Malifaux's intro, essentially.
Well, no, because I'm not on that show.
Yeah, I know, but you'd still be going, did you go, hello, and welcome to?
No, I just couldn't remember what I said. Anyway, look, this is just wasting time. Actually, that's good. More content. Woohoo!
Content in the loosest definition of the term.
Well, yeah, I suppose technically that's true. But then, to be fair, you could argue that about a majority of 170 episodes that we did last year.
You're letting them into the secret now.
Don't let them behind the curtain.
Don't spoil the magic.
No, Spoons is behind the curtain.
Naked.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
It's another site I don't need to see. You know Spoon sleeps in pyjamas?
always sleep in pyjamas.
Just when you're on trips?
Yeah.
Posh pyjamas. They're posh pyjamas as well.
Well, I'm a posh person.
They are his pyjamas from when he was 14. I've seen Geek Manor.
Sorry? Are they an achievement for 2014?
No, they are his pyjamas from when he was 14.
No.
He was smaller when he was 14.
Not that much smaller. Anyway, Mike, what are your hobby goals for 2015? Does it involve maths or geography?
Or pyjamas?
Well, it doesn't involve pyjamas. It doesn't involve maths, but now Conrad's told us all about his system, I can guarantee that's what I'm going to be working on tomorrow.
Copyright Dave Bartley.
Yeah, Dave Bartley. That's it. See, we need to record with Dave Bartley so he can explain this stupid system to us.
Oh, now it's stupid, is it?
Well, yeah, because it's going to make me get the system organised.
It's going to make me do things.
We've lost a month.
We need a website and a new podcast about the system.
Hobby Goals Podcast.
Should have its own jingle.
Hobby Goals Podcast.
That sounds very close to other
every of the jingles we've ever tried.
Conrad's going to the toilet.
See?
That's on the Conrad Toilet Watch podcast.
Yeah, but that's basically a live stream, isn't it?
Live stream!
I know, it works on so many levels.
That's what happens as well.
Oh dear.
Does it burn still?
Moving swiftly on.
I just remembered the reason we don't put the four was on one podcast anymore.
That's true.
Yeah, you once said that I was never allowed to be on air at the same time as Conrad.
Yeah, but that was on the other show that I don't do anymore. Which I should have said on the 2014 stuff and the beginning that I'm very proud of what I did on Malifaux's podcast.
It was all right.
Is that the unpublished episode?
No. I'm very happy that, you know, with the stuff that I did on there, and it was sad for me when I decided not to do it anymore, but it was definitely the right decision. for me personally. Mm-hmm. But that's a 2014 thing. So 2015. So what's my goals for 2015? I actually do have some. They're not as silly as last year's. You know, the paint more than you buy thing. Because that's never going to happen. However, I do have a semi-related goal to the paint more than you buy. In that any figure that I buy in 2015 or gets delivered via Kickstarter, so the Wrath of Kings stuff counts and the War and Empire stuff counts, which is 15 mil ancient.
Where is the ship today, Mike?
We've already talked about it today. It's in exactly the same place as it was like 5 minutes ago. Oh, listeners aren't stupid.
You've ruined the illusion again.
It wasn't much of an illusion. I have to assemble and base the stuff and get it and undercoat it. Don't have to paint it.
Oh, I thought you'd be really brave then, because I was going to raucously laugh.
I just have to, I have to assemble and base it. So basically, no just putting boxes of unassembled stuff into other boxes of unassembled stuff and going, yes, I'll get to you at some point in the future.
Have you enough space for the assembled stuff?
I do have enough space for the assembled stuff. Absolutely. Because that ties in with my second goal. I'm actually going to get rid of stuff.
Try the dramatic intake of breath there.
I liked it. It was very good.
I have started getting rid of stuff.
Last year, I bought Descent to do some dungeon crawling because I'd had some good fun playing some dungeon crawls at one of the clubs I go to. I have cracked the shrink wrap on one of the boxes.
Easy for you to say.
I also bought one of the expansions that I haven't even taken the shrink wrap off. And it has been sitting on a shelf since I bought it, and I haven't done anything with it. So I have, effectively, I have donated it to WAC in the fact that someone has made a donation to WAC, and I'm giving them a Descent and the expansion in exchange for that donation. And I'm going to continue to do that. So basically, I'm going to effectively give stuff away in exchange for donations to WAC. Because, you know, as I'm sure a lot of the people that listen to this know, my dad died of cancer as well. And so I always give to cancer charities. So it's a way of reducing the amount of stuff that I have and benefiting at the same time. So I am going to reduce the amount of things in the house. Now, there are certain decisions that still have to be made. Mainly around Games Workshop stuff.
Does reducing the amount of stuff in your house mean you have to get rid of more stuff than actually comes in this year?
Probably.
That's going to be tough then. Okay.
Yeah. So the question I still have to answer myself is around Games Workshop stuff, and do I just get rid of the big box games that I have that the boxes probably haven't been opened for years? So things like Man of War, Dreadfleet, various old editions of Epic.
I think my advice to you there would be consider the game. Have you actually played it?
Well, no, I haven't played any of these things.
Oh, you haven't played Man of War?
Not for years.
Oh, you have played it then?
I have played it in the past. I played it when Man of War first came out.
Did you enjoy it?
Yes.
Have you played Dreadfleet?
I've never played Dreadfleet.
See, I'd get rid of Dreadfleet.
It's still on the sprues.
Yeah.
Man of War, I don't have any ships for any of the ships for Man of War, but I do have the complete rules and the two expansions.
Isn't that like having a draft set without the pieces?
Well, no, because I don't play it. It's just there. I have every edition of Warhammer. Rule books, 1st till 8th.
I've got rid of mine.
See, I have the Realms of Chaos hardbacks. They still go for 40, 50 quid on eBay. Mm.
It's the same sort of decisions I had to make around the 40K stuff, isn't it? Is what's the actual likelihood of ever playing it?
Yeah, and, you know, I'm never going to play second edition Warhammer or third edition Warhammer.
There is actually a... Oh, nice feedback.
Yeah, why did you shout?
There is actually a thriving competition environment for third edition Warhammer.
Well, that's weird.
I'm not going to... I don't like third edition Warhammer.
Oh, well, with tunneling and reinforcements.
No, I loved fourth to sixth.
And Testudo. Oh, that was great, third edition.
Testudo? You mean Testudo?
Yeah, that one as well.
So I have to make... that's a decision that I haven't made yet. That's a decision that I haven't made yet. But my first big hobby thing is that I'm going to... Anything new that comes into the house has to get assembled and based and unpacked. Doesn't even have to be played with, but it does have to get built. So that's number one, and that's an ongoing one for the year. Number two is to paint...
You said number two.
You lame idiot.
He is the year of the sheep.
Is to paint crews, gangs, cadres, whatever, for the smaller games that we've talked about in previous episodes. So get a Fistful of Kung Fu crew painted. Get a Dead Man's Hand gang painted. Get probably a couple of Open Combat Warbands painted, because I've got my Barbarian one, and they'll naturally fall out of... the bigger painting tasks, but I also have the monstrous one, which is only four figures. Now they're big monster, you know. There's a giant ogre and there's a giant tactical beast in there and stuff. But to get those figures painted for those small, you know, those smaller games. So that's the sort of the small ongoing painting task, and then I have two bigger painting tasks. One is to paint a Saga army, Saga force, which is my barbarians. And the other is to have a 3,000 point epic army painted so that I can go to epic events. The epic army is a small task because it's only like 10 figures left on it. Saga Warband is a slightly bigger task because it's all the figures to paint on it, which is like 40. But they are relatively easy to paint because they're just...
You could go all mounted or something, could you? But you...
Well, no,
it's not...
I could have
figured it though, isn't it?
Yeah, my Saga thing is about figures. I mean, it's about the barbarian... It's because it's my barbarian horde, which means that I just need to be able to paint flesh, basically. Because 90% of the figures... And they're all old-school figures, so they're not festooned with lots of unnecessary detail. It's all flesh.
There goes the airbrush. I saw it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I've just come up with this really new flesh... Good new flesh technique that I've been using. So I might do that. But that's the big painting things. And then my last one is to have... two fully painted terrain sets for Malifaux.
Tough one.
Well, it is and it isn't, because one of the things I'm going to do is replace my existing Malifaux terrain with Bendy Board's Malifaux terrain. So I have a Wild West town, for example. I'm going to replace all of my buildings for my Wild West town with Bendy Board's ones. You know, from a business point of view, it only makes sense if I'm playing Malifaux on a table that I should be using my own product.
It just kind of, yeah, makes sense. Yeah. I can see that.
So, but if I have a painted set of Bendy Board buildings, then we've got a painted set for photos, and so it's almost a work thing, or a, you know, a side work thing to paint those up. But I really want to not be playing on MDF terrain come the end of the year. So that's fine. And then I've already not, and then I've knocked off one of my other big hobby resolution already, which was to play some RPGs.
Of course.
Some would imply more than one.
Well, no, I'll take one to play an RPG, which we did yesterday.
Yep.
When we played Paranoia. Which I'm going to play again. Well, assuming that I can persuade you guys to play again.
Oh, I think it won't take too much persuasion.
I think that's not a problem.
But we did play Paranoia yesterday, so I have GM'd an RPG session, and so that was one of my hobbies. So that's actually mine knocked off. So I haven't got any Malifaux related ones. One of the things that I've discovered in the year since I've been running the rankings is that having qualified for the Masters 2 years ago, I don't have the desire. I don't have that desire to do that again. And so I'm not concerned, you know, it's not something that drives me to get those rankings. I'd like to keep the, and I'm not concerned about where I am on the rankings table, because it gets harder to do as the scene becomes more popular. The amount of points that people are achieving because there's more events becomes higher. What I would like to do, I suppose, is with that is keep my point score roughly the same, which is around 320, and regardless of where 320 puts me on that list.
Yeah.
It's one of the things that I see when people saying I want to be top 20 or top 30. I'm thinking, well, that's very hard to predict because you don't know what the score required is going to be. You know, I can easily see situations where being top 30, you have to have won or podiumed at four events, you know, four big events. So I'm just going to. My goal is simpler and is basically just to keep my point score around the same as it has been for the last couple of years. So people can get better than me, but I won't be getting worse. I suppose also on the other thing on the Malifaux front is I finally came to the realization that trying to play other crews is just an exercise in futility. That I don't want to play them. I'm forcing myself to play them, and I'm forcing myself. And whilst I have fun doing them, I always think to myself, I want to be playing McMorning. apart from when I play Kalodi, who I do like playing. And so I've made the decision that I'm not going to do anything else. I'm just going to play McMorning in either Guild or Reza form. So,
is that including the doubles or not?
That is including the doubles. Well, it's okay because you were playing Yan Lo, so that works as Reza.
I'm playing Yan Lo now, am I?
Yan Lo.
Oh, I thought that's who you were playing.
No, I've made McCabe up, hadn't I?
Oh, okay. Well, then it still works.
Plays his guild.
I didn't realise Yan Lo could play guild.
No.
I thought he was just Ten Thunders and...
Rezzers.
Rezzers, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he is. But McMorning can play as Rezza or guild. So if you were playing Yan Lo, then I would play as Rezza. If you're playing as McCabe, then I will play as
Ten Thunder.
Guild. No, I can't play as Ten Thunder because McMorning is brilliant, but he's not that brilliant.
What happens if he plays as Ramos?
Then he's got a different partner. Actually, no, he hasn't got a different partner because it doesn't matter. And you know, you can have masters from different factions in the doubles this year.
So even if I want to play McCabe Ten Thunders, it doesn't matter anyway.
It doesn't matter anyway. We're just not friendly to each other.
But that's just like real life.
It is like real life. So that's my 2015, and now I'm going to have to work out what it all means in terms of small, medium, and large. And I know the largest goal is the Saga army. Because that's the largest painting thing, because that would be the, you know, 40 figures is...
I think it's a painting terrain set, to be honest.
Well, no, because hopefully I'll either get someone to help me with those, or I will finally pluck up the courage to use my airbrush.
Well, after I've been on my airbrush course, I might be able to give you some pointers as well.
Yeah. Well, you've already shown me how to use it.
Well, I've shown you how to strip it down and take it apart and put it together.
And you helped me adjust the compressor so that it was the correct pressure and stuff.
Don't even remember singing into it, yeah? Also, this hairbrush. Yeah.
He's done his nails with them.
So that's my... that's my 2015. And then there's a whole load of incidental stuff about going to new tournaments to help support new people doing that, and going to an Epic event and a Saga event, you know, playing tournaments in other systems and stuff. But they're not driving factors. They're sort of, if it happens, it will be nice. But, and I have signed up for an Epic tournament, but I'm not going to commit to going to more than one. And whilst I'd like to go to a Saga tournament, if I don't, then it's not, you know, a big deal. But I do enjoy playing Saga. And at some point, I'll end up playing 15mm Ancients, because I do have two 15mm Ancient armies coming.
Yeah, I might have to get in on that.
Thereby breaking one of your goals?
Oh, shush.
Oh, and I haven't mentioned... And I haven't mentioned 7TV.
Oh, no, you haven't yet. Oh, bloody hell. We're doing very well.
I do. Because that's the other thing. I do want to get into, you know, do some more 7TV. Or if I don't do 7TV, at least use the figures, the 7TV figures that I've got in other games. So, you know. But one of the things that I like about the 7TV universe is that you play effectively narrative games, similar to the way Dead Man's Hand works with the Link scenarios.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there's a sort of a campaign progression. You know, you go from one scenario to the next with your little crew of investigators and stuff, and it plays back on things that previously happened. And I really like that feeling.
Is that an RPG essentially as well, then?
No, it's not because there's no character progression per se. Okay. But there is story progression. In the same way that in Dead Man's Hand, there's story progression if you play through the three scenarios, and the result of the previous game affects the next one. So you get that in 7TV, because of course it's based on episodic television. Mm. That's the whole genre behind it. And then I suppose this was a bad idea, this show. A little sneaky one at the end. I would like to do something with my pirate figures.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about pirates.
I've got at least two pirate rule sets.
You could add them to your third goal, which was getting rid of stuff.
No, because I love pirates.
We'll have to do a system of kung fu. We could do pirates versus ninjas.
You could do...
Pirate open combat.
Pirate open combat
is what I'm thinking, but there'd need to do some work around black powder weapons.
Mm. Of course, Great Escape Games bring out their gangsters this year.
Yeah, I see. I've got gangsters as well.
Yeah. Oh dear.
and then I've got a few. You know, I've got some Kickstarters delivering, and that might change everything. The Fallen Frontiers Kickstarter will be delivering, and whilst I might not play Fallen Frontiers, there's certainly the figures are lovely, and so I'll want to use something for those. And at the moment, it looks like it may well be the Gates of Antares stuff, though I keep hearing good things about the sci-fi version of Force Commander. Is it Force Commander? Force on Force. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow's War.
People, I keep hearing good things about that. That's a good set of rules to try stuff out with. So we shall have to see. But so that was there. We go. That was me. That was an episode all about me. Woohoo! People have switched off by now.
Again.
Yeah.
Again. Yeah.
Ooh, look at those Gar battle suits. They look nice.
We were talking about those earlier. Are they not lovely? They're the first Gates of Antares figures that I like. And I really like those.
It's all about the monkey.
It's all about the monkey.
Oh,
still.
Dust Tactics, I forgot about that as well.
Ah, see, fortunately for me, that falls into the
shooty gun thing.
Yeah, that I don't want to play. So, until next time, we've all been who we've been, really. I mean, it will add too long if we go. So,
bye.
Hope we'll speak soon. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter, we're at Fools_Daily, or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.